Whether the disappointment of the runoffs will prompt a wider Republican break from Mr. Trump is unclear. Many thought that defeat in November would break his ironclad hold over the party. Not at all. Both of the incumbent Republican senators in the runoff called for the resignation of the Republican Secretary of State, who oversees the election for failing to endorse Mr. Trump's view of the world, which is that it is impossible for him to lose an election without unspecified masses of fraud occurring. They also expressed support for Republicans refusing to certify the results of the presidential election. Mr. Trump's antics left both Republican senators in an impossible position, reliant on the flailing, departing president for his devoted voters and unwilling and unable to cross him even as he descended into dark, anti-democratic fantasies. This tied Republican voters, most of whom say they believe the president's theories about voter fraud, in chains of illogic. Why turn out to vote in a state that Mr. Trump says was hopelessly crippled by fraud just 2 months ago? If the state's Republican governor and secretary of state could not be trusted to safeguard the last election, why bother with this one? Why was the battle cry of the Republicans' Senate runoff campaign to keep socialism at bay if Mr. Trump, not Mr. Biden, was to be president? Whether Mr. Trump so demotivated Republican voters as to have sabotaged an expected victory for his party is hard to know in a race that is so close. For Mr. Biden, however, the prize is immense. "Georgia, the whole nation is looking at you," he told a drive-in rally in Atlanta on the eve of the poll. "One state can chart the course not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation," he went on. With the Senate in effect under Democratic control, Mr. Biden will have a much easier and speedier time in getting his nominations for the cabinet and federal courts confirmed. He will not have the filibuster-proof majority required to pass the sort of agenda that he campaigned on. But the Senate will pick up legislation passed by the democratically controlled House. Conservative Democratic senators like Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona will wield disproportionate power. But to the new White House, they will be much more welcome negotiating partners than Mr. McConnell. The stakes in Georgia were always much larger than one state.